So we just saw an incredible video about Miracle. Coach Herb Brooks was waiting to see who was going to be the final person to realize that the reason why he was doing all these suicides was to realize what team that they were on. They weren't just playing for the College of Minnesota or Chicago or this or the Boston PU, whatever, Boston. They realized they played for America. And boys and girls, just kidding, just boys. That is the message of what we're about to do. We're about to go into something. We have to remember who we are, where we come from, what we represent, coming together. We obviously represent, we are Americans. We're Americans, but we're obviously Jews. We're not American Jews, we're Jewish Americans. What comes first, American Jews or Jewish Americans? And I believe that's a message in the parsha. If you look inside, on the page in front of you, the Gemara in Sota tells us that Moshe davened for Yeshua. Moshe davened for Yeshua before he went along with all the Meraglim. And the question is, if you look on the top of the page, the question is asked by all the Mefarshim, is that why did Moshe only daven for Yehoshua? Why didn't he daven for Kalev? Why didn't he daven for the other Meraglim as well? One of the answers that's given is by the Maharal Miprag. Maharal is a great, great rabbi. There's so many people go throughout the world, still to this day, Jews and non-Jews, who go to his kever to pray. It could be Jewish and non-Jews. They say the Maharal is such a great sign. Listen to what the Maharal says. Why Moshe only davened for Yeshua and not for Kalev or the other Meraglim? Great job, guys, writing down the question. For all those who didn't yet, let's write it down. Says the Maharal, and he says, Moshe knew that who was his main student, guys? Who was his main student? Yehoshua. If Yehoshua acts good, then who does it represent? Who does it have a good representation of? Of Moshe. Yehoshua is representing Moshe. We know that he was his main student. He was his right-hand man. If Yehoshua would have messed up and sinned, not only would it have made Yehoshua look bad, but who would it also look bad?
Moshe.
It would have also made Moshe look bad. And because Yehoshua, says the Maharal, was known to be Moshe's main student, Moshe was extra careful to daven for Yehoshua's success in going to Eretz Yisrael. So at the end of the day, guys, boys, going into the summer, we each have so many opportunities to show the world, to show our friends, to show our camps, to wherever we go, what we represent. We represent the Jewish people. We represent Torah. We represent Hashem. Where we act with each other, where we act with everyone we come in contact with, we represent Hashem. And it can go two ways. We can make a Kiddush Hashem, to sanctify Hashem's name, where we open the door for each other. We say thank you and please whenever we go in and out of certain places. Or God forbid the opposite. I'm going to end with you guys with one story. I told you guys a story, but we'll say it again. There was once a great rabbi known as Rabbi Lazar Gelbzahler. But Lazar Gelbzahler unfortunately passed away at the young age of 46 in a terrible car accident in Eretz Yisrael. You saw, right? I told you guys that the bus was going up the road. He swerved it. He ran to the front of the bus and he swerved it back on. What happened was his daughter was driving in New Jersey. And the rules in New Jersey is that you cannot pump your own gas. You need to get someone from the gas station to do it for you. What happened was the gas attendant was a smaller person. Sometimes they call these person a midget. I don't like that word, but a smaller person.
A dwarf.
So what happened was that Miguel's daughter, she's driving, she wants to fill up gas, and this gas attendant's pointing to a picture of her father in the front seat. And she asked him, "How do you know this person? How do you know that? How do you know this person?" He said, "How do I know this person? He's my father. How do you know him?" He said, "Every single day, for the past 2 years, I was looking for him. Where has he been? He used to always come into my gas station to always make me feel good things about myself. He always made me feel
good.
Where is he?" So unfortunately, he said, "My father was in a car accident, and it was a very terrible tragedy." And listen to what he said. The gas station attendant said, "He said, every single time your father came in to the station, he always said, your father was the first person to ever make me feel tall. He made me feel tall because he said, you have every reason to stay home and feel bad about yourself and feel negative things about yourself, but you go out of your way and be able to go and have a job. I'm going to talk about you today in yeshiva." And every single day, he always came in whenever he got gas. He always made sure to come into our station. He always gave me a positive compliment. That is someone who represents Hashem. Someone who's caring, kind, sensitive. You have so many opportunities, guys. The way we act with each other, with your families, with your friends, we have to make sure to take this lesson of Blessed Moshe Rabbeinu. That why did Moshe only die for Yehoshua? Because Yehoshua ultimately represented him. Obviously, he cared for Kalev and the Meraglim, but also But it was the main reflection about him himself. My bracha and tefillah to you guys is that throughout the summer, you should be zocha to merit to always sanctify Hashem's name through our Torah, tefillah, and the way we act with each other, always being caring and kind with everyone we meet. Shabbat shalom, good Shabbos, and have an incredible